Good morning, everybody, and happy Thanksgiving. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. And by Ortis Ford, Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. The Human Development Commission has been awarded $850,000 in state grants to provide residential lead hazard control services across Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, Lapeer, and Bay counties. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services announced the multi-county grant as part of more than $8 million in statewide funding aimed at protecting families from lead exposure in their homes. The Thumb Region allocation ranks among the larger awards distributed to communities across Michigan, trailing only metropolitan areas such as Detroit, Battle Creek, and Muskegon. Eligible households with at least one Medicaid-enrolled resident can receive lead inspection, risk assessment, permanent removal or encapsulation of lead-based paint, removal of pre-2014 plumbing fixtures containing lead, soil remediation, and temporary relocation during abatement work. The funding provided through Michigan's Children's Health Insurance Program must be used by September 30th of 2026. MDHHS Director Elizabeth Hartel said the initiative targets vulnerable populations to reduce health risks associated with lead contamination in residential properties. And AAA is reviving its tow-to-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles in Michigan and 10 other states. The safety initiative runs through 6 a.m. Monday and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow-to-go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize they are too impaired by alcohol or drugs to drive safely but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The program provides a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe they are not safe to drive can call 1-855-286-9246 to request a truck during the program's operating hours. AAA also emphasizes that tow-to-go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advance reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home. Over the past 25 years, Tow2Go has provided about 25,000 free tows, reflecting its long-lasting role as a holiday safety measure. A Montcalm County evergreen is in the national spotlight this year after a West Michigan farm was chosen to grow the official 2025 White House Christmas tree. Corson's Tree Farms in Sidney Township, that's near Grand Rapids, earned the National Christmas Tree Association's 2025 Grand Champion Grower title, securing the right to provide the White House Blue Room tree. It is the first time in roughly 40 years that a Michigan-grown tree has been selected for the honor, and only the third time a Michigan farm has supplied the official White House tree. The centerpiece is a towering concolor fir about 25 feet tall, prized for its citrus-like scent and full symmetrical shape, harvested at the Montcalm County Farm and shipped to Washington. First Lady Melania Trump welcomed the tree's arrival at the White House on November 24th, continuing a long-running holiday tradition linking the presidency with America's tree growers. Second-generation owners Rex and Jessica Corson traveled to the Capitol for the delivery, part of a nearly 60-year custom of national contest winners presenting the official White House tree. And we'll be right back.
Thumb Welding Supplies has been lighting sparks and fueling projects in the Thumb for over 60 years. And now their Cass City store has moved to 4170 Door Road, right alongside Huron Industrial Supply. It's one stop for everything you need to keep your machines humming and your projects rolling. From welding machines and gases to tools, oils, abrasives, and safety gear. Thumb Welding Supply keeps your old machines running like new with parts and certified repairs on welders, torches, and plasma cutters from top brands like Miller, Hobart, and Lincoln. Huron Industrial Supply adds even more muscle with machining tools, hydraulics, janitorial and packaging supplies, and PPE to keep your shop stocked, safe, and ready for action. Together, they're the local team supporting farms, shops, and businesses across the Thumb. Stop by today or call Thumb Welding in Cass City at 989-872-2931. Thumb Welding in Bad Axe at 989-269-2931. Huron Industrial Supply at 989-872-4385. Or visit thumbweldingsupplies.com. Thumb Welding Supplies and Huron Industrial Supply. Sparking solutions one project at a time.
And we're
Are
back.
You looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require on the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Okay, now we're back. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. President Donald Trump says Wednesday's attack on two National Guard members near the White House highlights the dangers of lax migration policies. He calls it the greatest national security threat. Trump says the suspect is an Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021 after Kabul's collapse. He criticizes former President Joe Biden's handling of Afghan evacuees and plans to review those who entered under Biden's administration. Trump also targets Minnesota's Somali community, calling for the removal of those who don't benefit the country. Supporters of Afghan evacuees fear increased scrutiny and political exploitation of the incident. And several parents of the over 300 school children seized by armed men in the latest mass abduction in Nigeria tell the Associated Press the government has told them nothing about rescue efforts. The stress has been so high that one parent has died of a heart attack, the local Catholic bishop said Wednesday. The rise in mass abductions from schools comes as the Trump administration pressures Nigeria to act against what it calls the persecution of Christians. Nigeria's government denies that claim. Such abductions had decreased in the past 2 years. Nigeria's government says it has deployed troops to search for the latest children seized. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Huron Industrial Supply and Thumb Welding Supplies of Cass City, your one-stop shop for tools, safety gear, welding supplies, and gases. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe for your best deal and award-winning service. Shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I have three obituaries to mention this morning. Eugene Butch Ignash, 94, of Fillion, passed away peacefully on November 23rd. He was born on May 13, 1931, in Kindy. He married Virginia Wisneski on October 21st, 1950. He is survived by his children, Dale, Rachel, Kenneth, four grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Per Eugene's wishes, cremation has taken place. He will be buried with his wife, Virginia, at St. Mary Cemetery in Dwight Township at a later date. Memorial service will be held on December 11th at St. Mary of Chestahova Church, Dwight Township, Kindy. Visitation will be before the service from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the church. Memorials may be offered in name to St. Mary Chestahova. The Annunciation of the Lord's Parish. Condolences may be shared at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. Linda Luella Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away Saturday, November 22nd. Linda was born December 2nd, 1953. She is survived by her mother, Anna Marie Shuba Crone, siblings Richard, Sally, Robin, sister-in-law Lori, special friends Diane Schaefer, Al Baker, and many nieces and nephews. The family wishes to extend heartfelt thanks to all the friends and loved ones for their support. Funeral service will be held Monday, December 1st at Ransford Funeral Home and cremation services in Pigeon at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. Betty Lou Shoemaker, age 97, of Harbor Beach, passed away Sunday, November 23rd. She was born on February 17, 1928, in Harbor Beach. She was preceded in death by her husband, Marcus, parents, Herman and Mamie Tagason, and brother, James, and sister, Shirley. Funeral Mass for Betty will be Saturday, November 29th at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Burial will follow in the OLLH Church Cemetery. Visitation will be on Saturday at the church from 10 a.m. until time of services at 11. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.